Welcome to Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel. Well, we're in day 36 now of our journey through the book of Hebrews, coming closer to the end of chapter 10, looking today at verses 26 to 31, and asking this question: do New Testament believers still need to fear God? Do New Testament believers still need to fear God? Here's Hebrews 10, 26 to 31. For if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," and again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. That's Hebrews 10, 26 to 31 in the English Standard Version. I don't believe in the angry God of the Old Testament. I'm a New Testament believer. People in the Old Testament had to fear God, but I believe in the God of the New Testament. In the Old Testament, God was angry and judgmental, but once Jesus came, God became a God of love and forgiveness. Have you ever heard, or maybe even thought, or maybe even said yourself any of these things or things like this? Many people put such a division between the Old and the New Testaments that they would go even so far as to see two different gods at work. The God of the Old Testament seems to so many people to be so different from the God of the New Testament. Now, this is due mostly to stereotypes, misconceptions, and a superficial reading of some isolated portions of the Bible. Consider, for example, what the Old Testament says about God and his relationship to his people. "Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing." That's Zephaniah 3, 16 and 17. And then go back and reread today's passage from Hebrews in the New Testament. Fearful expectation of judgment and a fury of fire. Much worse punishment. Vengeance is mine. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. This is seriously sobering language. We cannot say that the fear of the Lord ends with the close of the Old Testament, can we? After all, it was Jesus himself who said, "Do not fear those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." That's Matthew 10:28. You see, it is never safe to reject the grace of God. It is never wise to trample underfoot the goodness of God. And the more grace and the more goodness God has given, the more dangerous and foolish it is to spurn it and trample it underfoot. Thus, it was really foolish for the people of Israel to break God's law, even as God was giving it to Moses. But it's even worse for people today to turn their backs on Jesus and forsake the one who poured out his life on the cross. I do not believe anyone can lose their salvation if they are truly born again and are justified by saving faith. But apostasy is a real sin. Professing Christians who believe they are redeemed but are mistaken do fall away from the faith, deny Jesus, and end up under God's wrath. So, we should rejoice in the salvation that we have in Jesus, but we should also rejoice with trembling in the fear of the Lord. We should seek the Lord for the grace to never deny Jesus, never turn away from the faith. For it is indeed a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And that is New Testament theology.